Fish and Game wants to know about any mule deer sightings around the interior because experts are concerned the animals may be carrying the winter moose tick, which, if it spreads, could decimate the area's moose population.
It sucks their blood and causes them to lose hair because they're very itchy, but it causes the, especially young animals, a pretty high death rate over winter.
Dr. Kimberly Beckman is the state's wildlife veterinarian.
So we don't want that to infect our moose population because it would have a negative impact on the numbers of moose that we have.
Beckman says Fish and Game is especially interested in one particular mule deer whose carcass was found earlier this month near the Richardson Highway Bridge over the Chena Flood Control Project floodplain east of Fairbanks. The buck was apparently struck by a vehicle and didn't show any obvious sign of infection due to the ticks. But Beckman says that could be because the animal may have died earlier in the winter before the disease's symptoms typically show up. So they need to know when the deer died.
It would help us decide whether there's any risk that it could have been infected with moose winter tick or not.
Beckman says Fish and Game wants to hear about any mule deer sightings to track their movements into Alaska. Beckman says Fish and Game wants to hear about any mule deer sightings to track their movement into Alaska. Wildlife experts say mule deer aren't indigenous to the state, but they say the deer have been sighted here in the interior every now and then since the 1970s.
In the last 10 or 12 years, there's been an increase in the number of animals that have been sighted.
Mule deer are a cousin to the Sitka black-tailed deer, found mainly in the southeast panhandle. That's the only deer species that's historically been considered indigenous to Alaska. Beckman says the mule deer that have been moving into the interior apparently are coming from the Yukon, and she says that's worrisome.
Just recently, the government in the Yukon had done a study looking at mule deer that were hunted or hit by vehicles near Whitehorse, and they found that more than half of them were infected with this moose winter tick.
The parasites have been devastating moose populations in northern tier states and Canada, killing up to 70% of the populations in Maine, New Hampshire, and Minnesota. Beckman says anyone who spots a mule deer should contact their local Fish and Game office. Contact information is available at the Fish and Game website, adfg.alaska.gov. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.